other side of midnight. 77 WNBC. Local Spotlight.
Good morrow, everyone. This is The Other Side of Midnight on 77 WABC. I'm superstar Frank Morano. All right, are you ready for my comprehensive analysis of the Super Tuesday election results? Here it is. Ready? Get ready. Buckle up. Biden won almost everything, and Trump won almost everything. By almost, I mean Biden did not win American Samoa, and Trump did not win Vermont. That being said, everything that occurred yesterday was completely expected, and Biden and Trump will be the respective nominees of their parties. At least they will get enough votes to clinch the nomination. Whether they drop out between now and the convention or whether their delegates decide to do something else, that is a story for another day. That's it. That's the totality of the Super Tuesday analysis. I was watching cable news and listening to some other folks talk about Super Tuesday like it mattered. This was the least consequential Super Tuesday in at least a quarter century. There you go. We're done. Let's talk about stuff that does matter. We have still not solved the mystery of Flight 370. MH370 disappeared 10 years ago this week. This is probably the greatest aviation mystery since Amelia Earhart. I'm going to get into it with Dr. Sky, Steve Cates, in just a minute. And if you have questions about what happened to MH370, you can give us a call at 800-848-WABC. That's 800-848-9222. We're also going to be talking about what happened on the moon, America's attempt to go back to the moon, what went right, what went wrong, and why. I'd love to hear from you and all your questions. 800-848-9222. WABC. Dr. Sky joins me in a moment.
Beam me up.
To be continued.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WABC.
Local Spotlight.
Good morrow, everyone. This is The Other Side of Midnight on 77 WABC. I'm superstar Frank Morano. Well, it would not be a day that ended in a Y if there wasn't some news story about someone close to Mayor Eric Adams doing something inappropriate. And today, it is NYPD Chief of Patrol John Chell, who I actually like. I've always liked him. I think I've met him a couple of times. Strikes me as a nice guy. Certainly seemed very dedicated to the NYPD. Well, some interesting reporting in the website HellgateNYC.com, article by Nick Pinto. Last week, NYPD Chief of Department John Chell used his LinkedIn page to advertise an online store selling sweatshirts and other knickknacks branded with the logo of his office. It said on there, well, he wrote on there, quote, "The newest challenge coin and apparel designs for my office just dropped. Check out the Cop pop-up shop and it's 501c3 organization." But here's the problem. Chell's claim that the Cop pop-up shop is a tax-exempt charitable organization is not borne out by the IRS's public database of tax-exempt organizations, which lists no such group. The Cop pop-up shop is registered as a corporation with the New York Department of State, where it's listed as a non-charitable, not-for-profit corporation. The Cop pop-up shop's incorporation documents filed last September don't shed much light on the nature or the purpose of the company, saying only that the purpose for which corporation is formed is any purpose for which corporations may be organized under the not-for-profit corporation law as a non-charitable corporation. So I don't know what's going on here. I'm assuming, because I think John Chell is honestly a very honest guy and a very dedicated cop, I'm assuming this was an honest mistake, but this is totally inappropriate for the NYPD chief of patrol to go on his social media and start promoting an online store and claiming that this is a 501c3 when it isn't. This has red flags all over it. And I hope that Chief Chell will shed some light on this soon and avoid any mistakes like this in the future.
Beam me up.
To be continued.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So, let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25-plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
Well, just when you thought Bob Menendez and his wife Nadine couldn't be charged with any more federal crimes, here we go again. Bob Menendez and his wife have been charged with obstruction of justice. The New Jersey senator and his wife Nadine were already facing bribery charges, and they were charged in an 18-count superseding indictment. Now, they were already potentially facing decades in prison. And this new indictment comes just a couple of months, 2 months, before Bob Menendez and his wife are supposed to stand trial. Federal prosecutors said in a letter to the judge that the new indictment should not affect the scheduled trial date of May 6th. They pled guilty to the earlier charges. You know what this is? This is total vindictiveness on the part of the DOJ and federal prosecutors. They wanted Menendez to do two things. One, not run for re-election, and at least as of now, he's still running for re-election, and two, take a plea, which so far he has shown no willingness to do. He's going to go to trial, and given his history, he has a very good chance of beating these charges at trial, as he did the last time he was charged for similar crimes. So the Department of Justice says, oh, yeah, well, I'll show you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and charge you with even more crimes. Really? Bribery is not enough. Corruption is not enough. They have to charge him with obstruction of justice. Obstruction of justice is one of the most overused, overcharged crimes in the world. And prosecutors love it because it's very ominous. It's very vague. They can claim almost anything is obstruction of justice. Even if Menendez is innocent of all these other charges, even if he's found not guilty, he's now going to have to face these obstruction of justice charges. This is such a joke, and I have no great fondness for Bob Menendez. I wouldn't vote for him in 100 years. I think he's wrong on just about every fundamental public policy issue. That being said, what's happening to him is absolutely wrong. It's a perversion of justice.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
So I got an email recently from the new WABC director of marketing, and he said, and he really didn't need to email me this because I pay pretty close attention to what goes on in the online store. He said, hey, we've revamped everything about your page in the online store. If you haven't seen the page yet, check it out at WABCRadioStore.com. And we even ordered a couple of merchandise items for you. I left them out for you. Maybe you want to take some photos and some video and do some styling and profiling and modeling of them. And I said, great. And the first thing I saw before, the first thing I said before I even checked out this merchandise they left for me, as I said, is that promo code Frank15 still available for any of my listeners who use the store? And they said, no, we actually did away with all the promo codes. And I said, well, that's kind of a bummer. I'd like my listeners to get a little bit of a break, especially with all this cool vintage WABC gear on there, which I am going to order a bunch of when I get paid next Friday. And then I saw what he had left me. Oh, and he said, if you have any ideas for merchandise, let me know. And I said, and this is true, I have a lot of ideas for merchandise. I'm going to send you a list. And he said, great, I'd love to see it. So then I look at what he leaves me. He left me a T-shirt, which features, I think, one of the worst photos of me ever. It's Prometheus the alien and me, but I look angry and I look about 40 or 50 pounds heavier than I am right now. At least I hope I look heavier in this photo than I am in real life, because I look like, I mean, John Candy practically in this picture. I hate it. So I'm not going to be wearing it. And they left me a bucket hat where I guess it's supposed to be an image of me on the hat, but I can't make it out. So I'm not going to wear it and tell people to buy it. But what I am going to do is today, send him a list of merchandise ideas. And so far, I came up with about 23. I'd like to send him 100 ideas for merchandise related to our show or The Other Side of Midnight. So if you have ideas, email me, and whatever the best ideas are, I will pass on to our online store. Now, there's still some great stuff on there, especially the new stuff for the Racket Report. There's some really cool sweatshirts and apparel. Check it out, WABCRadioStore.com. And here's the good news. He said to me just a few hours ago, and you know what we were able to do? We were able to restore the Frank15 promo code. So whatever you order, whether it's my stuff or stuff for other hosts, including all this cool WABC vintage gear, if you use that promo code Frank15, you're going to save 15% off. So go to WABCRadioStore.com.
Beam me up!
To be continued.